Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily today. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And if you have a teenage daughter at home or have raised one before, you know that a lot of drama can accompany those years. There's a prevalence of self-doubt, comparison, and discovery as they navigate values and hormones and everything in between. And it can be hard to watch your daughter struggle with these things, but there are some great resources that can help. So if you're LDS, then you know about the Personal Progress Program, which aims to help young women discover their identity as daughters of God and strengthen their faith in Him and in themselves during these formative years. And the program does this by promoting good values with personal projects, service, and gospel study. Kristen Call was inspired by this program and was developing an app with her brother-in-law, Scott Daly, in 2013 that helps young women, parents, and leaders keep better track of the progress they are making in the program. And Kristen joins us today on the phone from Arizona. Thanks for being here, Kristen.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So what initially got you interested in the Personal Progress Program?
I was actually called to be the Personal Progress Advisor in 2013 in my ward, and we were actually living in Texas at the time. I had been a graphic designer for a long time, and my girls really were not very excited about it, and so I made a workbook. For that, I broke it down into worksheets, and that became the Personal Progress Binder. After I gave it to them, their cousins wanted to purchase one, and so I just made it available. Didn't really do anything huge with it at that point, but over the feedback that I'd get from the binder, it became really apparent that an app was needed. And I thought it was a good way to talk to the girls where they already are.
Absolutely.
A lot of young women are on their phones a lot, especially in my ward. They were on their phones a lot, and so we thought we would turn that into a good, positive tool.
Right, and that's so smart to reach them, like you said, at a place where they already were, and to reach them with good content, because we know they get a lot of really negative content
right
on their phones as well, but to sort of replace that or help replace that with good positive values. But I just, full disclosure, cards on the table, I didn't finish my personal progress project because
I barely finished my personal progress.
And so. I guess I still could. I guess there's like an advanced years personal progress program, but I was overwhelmed by the project, I think, and by all of the scripture reading and all of the different little service projects and things you had to do. I found myself having a hard time keeping track of all those things. Why do you think making the project a little bit more digestible for girls, why does that make it seem more special or more applicable to them?
Well, I think when you're looking at the program as a whole, it's really hard to see how to make it personal for you and how to see like what you really want to work on for you. The program's wonderful because you can start anywhere in it. There's not a set order except for doing the study of the experiences before launching a project for a specific value. But a lot of girls don't know where to start or don't know what each value is going to teach them or do for them.
Mm-hmm.
And so by breaking it down into specific like action steps, they can kind of get an overview of each experience and kind of see what they would like to improve about themselves. I think gives them a lot of power and that choice, that agency of I'm going to improve myself in this way, or this is really hard for me, so I'm going to focus on that for a little bit. And it makes it more meaningful for them because it's more individualized for them.
Mm-hmm.
When you take the power struggle out of it, of like you will do your personal progress, to I want personal progress, it makes a huge difference in how meaningful the program becomes.
Yeah.
Young women.
And I think I like how you said, like, it helps them really understand what each value means. Because you hear things like integrity. That's kind of a big word for a 12-year-old girl to really grasp the full meaning of. But if you break it down with, okay, these scriptures show examples of people who've shown integrity. When I was growing up, I loved the real life applications, like the service projects and the different things you could do, the conversations you could have with people that showed you sort of how to live with those values. So why do you think this program helps sort of introduce girls to their divine identity as daughters of God?
Well, on the base level, there's some amazing study opportunities in the first few values, faith, divine nature, and individual worth all tap into that. And what I really love, though, is that it attacks the idea of self-esteem from all sides. And I didn't actually realize this until I was doing the program workbook myself, of how impressively it encompasses the entire issue of self-worth. And what I love is that, you know, you study for faith, divine nature, individual worth, and you learn about your divine identity, and you learn kind of what that means and how to embrace that a little bit more. And then it takes it further in knowledge by teaching these young women and validating them that their interests are worth pursuing, and then giving them tools to actually pursue them, and encouragement to actually pursue them, and an excuse to pursue them. And then throughout choice and accountability, it shows them that their choices matter and have power. And I love that. And then good works, again, teaches them to find this self-love through service, which I really feel is a concept that is becoming less popular
right.
as years go by.
Right.
And then, you know, through integrity and virtue, they learn that their choices, even the choices that are not visible to everyone else, matter. And there's such a peace and a confidence that comes from that, from knowing that even if you're the only one that knows, that it matters and that it's important and that it has eternal weight. So I think when you combine all of these values, they're completely inspired and extremely well executed throughout this program. So if we can provide a tool that encourages girls to do this more, I'm grateful to be able to help that. I think it's very important for our youth.
Absolutely. And I love how you said with the program, you can kind of start wherever you want or wherever you need to, because the issues that a 12-year-old faces are undoubtedly going to be very different and maybe even a little less dramatic than the issues that a 17 or 18-year-old
right.
girl faces.
Right.
So if you're learning about integrity as a 12-year-old, you can keep doing projects throughout the years that have to do with that value and can teach you 6 years later mm-hmm. how to really live with integrity. So that's so wonderful.
Yeah.
It's such an inspired program. How has your testimony as a daughter of God been affected by working on this program?
It's greatly increased. I'm very humbled to have been able to participate in this. I feel like I was kind of drug into it, and I've heard people talk about stories like this before, and I always kind of roll my eyes at them. So now I feel guilty about that. But when I created this binder, I printed 100 of them for the people who had asked for them. And they didn't really sell very well. It took a little bit of time for them to sell. And so when I sold the first 100, I was like, okay, I'm just going to kind of be done with that. Like, I'm glad I could help some people do that. And then a few months went by, and 100 more just showed up on my doorstep. And I didn't order them, and I didn't do anything to request them. They disappeared, and I contacted the printer, and they said, well, you can have them at a discount, because that was clearly an error on our part. We thought we had an order from you, and we didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So I, at that point, I prayed and just said, I will do this if I'm supposed to do this, if you need this. And I realized at that point that I am a daughter of a very organized God, and a God who knows and loves the young women of this church and knows what they need. And this program at its core teaches that knowledge of who is your Father and what He is capable of and how He will lead you through this life. And I'm so grateful for that. And that comes through the studying, and then overarching thing. I love being able to see that this is one piece in the grand scheme of things.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much for being with us today, for chatting and sharing your thoughts on this project. And thank you for the good work that you're doing for the rising generation of girls in the world. For more information on the Young Women's Personal Progress Program, you can visit www.lds.org/young-women. And for content on self-worth, visit mormonchannel.org for great blog posts, podcasts, and videos that you can share online. And we're going to end our episode today with a quote from Elaine Cannon, who is the former LDS General Young Women's President a few years ago. And she said, "There are two important days in a woman's life, the day she is born, and the day she finds out why. And definitely the Personal Progress Program through the LDS Church helps young girls realize their self-worth, helps realize why they were placed here on the earth and what God wants them to accomplish. So definitely check it out if you're like me, if you didn't get a chance to finish it when you were younger, and if you have young girls in your home, this is a great program to introduce them to. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.